Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeannie, and I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad to be here and glad to be here with you guys, and just glad that you had your time to be with me and that I have time to be with you. I missed you guys last week. We've been just busy, busy, busy between cattle and horses and trying to get this place ready to sell and in the process of buying another place, and it's been wild. Been out of town for a few days, too, so... Anyhow, glad to be back and glad to be here with y'all. You know, I just love that little song right there. It's a little short song, but it just makes my heart happy about singing to the Lord. And, you know, there is nothing that lifts your heart more or lifts my heart more than singing to God and just worshiping Him and spending that time of communion and fellowship with the Lord that's just so intimate. About an hour or something before the program, an hour and a half before the program was due to start, we have a room that's kind of our music room, and right next to it, we have built a little screened-in porch. And the little screened-in porch, I had opened the door between them, and I had went out and sat on the porch a little while just to kind of clear my thoughts and just sit there and just tell the Lord I loved Him. And one of my horses is right there close. I mean, he's just a few feet from the screened-in porch. And as I was sitting there, I called to him a time or two, and he was getting a drink and was kind of looking around to see if there was any food left. And he really didn't pay me any attention. I was like, hey, Frosty, hey, Frosty. And he kind of ignored me, you know. And so in a minute, I went in and sat down with the keyboard. And I began just to play and just to sing to the Lord some and just spend some time just in communion with God and just loving on Him. And in a second, I hear Frosty. He's going, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. And he had turned once the music, once I started playing and singing to the Lord, I think even the animals are sensitive to praise and worship, and that you know, I think they feel, you know, if it says that the earth cries out for the manifestation of the sons of God, then certainly animals are sensitive. But he come to the window from where he was and was just staring in the window, listening to the music and listening to me sing, and was making little hoo-hoo noises at me. And he stood there for, oh, probably 15 minutes with his little ears up, just listening to everything. And I'm thinking, you know, a few minutes ago when I was sitting out there and calling to you, you ignored me. But when I had gone in there and started to play the keyboard and began to sing to the Lord, then he was all ears and came to the fence and stood there just attentive, listening to everything. And I thought, how wonderful, God, that God's animals, even his creation and his creatures, his animals are so sensitive to worship. They're sensitive to the flow of the Spirit. They're sensitive to the Spirit of God. Anyhow, that's just a little nugget. I thought it was so sweet, and it just so touched my heart and really struck a chord with me that, you know, that the animals even are sensitive to worship. You know, the word says that even the rocks would cry out if we didn't cry out to God. So that's just a little something extra tonight. I wanted to talk to y'all just a little bit. This is really a subject that I could talk about an hour or more, but I won't tonight. You know, I try to keep my little messages to about 30 minutes. But the scripture I'm going to start with is John 16:13. It says, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." You know, we're in a day and a time. I guess every day and time is important, but we're so much in a day and time that it's so important to hear God's voice. It's so important to know in our own heart that we're hearing God. There is so much deceit. There is so much there's just so much deceitfulness. There's just so much mixture even in the world today, you know, of things that sound like God or not God, or things that are like a muddy stream and things like that. It is so important to hear God and have confirmation in our own hearts that we know that we know that we know that we're hearing the Lord. And I'm going to give you an example. I know most of y'all know this story, and it is a long story. In 1 Kings 13, it says, and I'll try to skip over a little of it. It says, "By the word of the Lord, a man of God," now this was a man of God, "that came from Judah to Bethel, as Jeroboam was standing by the altar to make an offering, he cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord, 'O altar, altar, this is what the Lord says, a son named Josiah will be born to the house of David. On you he will sacrifice the priests of the high places who now make offerings here, and human bones will be burned on you.' The same day the man of God gave a sign. 'This is the sign the Lord has declared. The altar will be split apart, and the ashes on it will be poured out.' When King Jeroboam heard what the man of God cried out against the altar at Bethel, he stretched out his hand from the altar and said, 'Seize him.' But the hand he stretched out toward the man shriveled up so that he could not pull it back. Also, the altar was split apart and its ashes poured out according to the sign given by the man of God by the word of the Lord." That doesn't tell us here who this man of God is, but obviously he's a young prophet. So then the king said to the man of God, "Intercede with the Lord your God and pray for me that my hand may be restored." So the man of God interceded with the Lord, and the king's hand was restored and became as it was before. Now get this, and as I read this part, be aware the enemy will try every means he can to trip us up, particularly when you're serving God, you're ministering for the Lord, you're doing the Lord's will, you're in the midst of walking out God's plan for your life. So here the king says, "The king said to the man of God, 'Come home with me and have something to eat, and I will give you a gift.'" Now, how easy it would be for someone to say, "He's the king and he's got a gift for me. How big and how much could this be worth? How wonderful a gift might this be? And how would I dare turn down the king?" Okay, this is my words. Then it says, "But the man of God answered the king, 'Even if you were to give me half your possessions, I would not go with you. Nor would I eat bread or drink water here. For I was commanded by the word of the Lord. And see, the Lord himself has spoke to this young prophet, or this prophet. I don't know if he's young or not. And he said, for I was commanded by the word of the Lord, you must not eat bread or drink water or return by the way you came. So he took another road and did not return by the way he had come to Bethel. Now there was a certain old prophet living in Bethel whose sons came and told him all that the man of God had done there that day. They also told their father what he had said to the king. Their father asked him, which way did he go? And his sons showed him the road which the man of God from Judah had taken. So he said to his sons, saddle a donkey for me. And when they had saddled the donkey for him, he mounted it and rode after the man of God. He found him sitting under an oak tree and asked, are you the man of God who came from Judah? He said, I am. So the prophet said to him, come home with me and eat. Now, see, here's again, the Lord had already given him a word to this young prophet not to eat, not to drink, not to go home by the same way in this land. And see, the young man, now he didn't have respect for the king. He knew the king was not necessarily a man of God. So, you know, he was like, no, I'm not falling for that. God's already told me not to do that. But see, then the enemy, you know, I believe it's the enemy sends someone that he would respect what he had to say. He says, so the man of God said, I cannot, let's see, he replied, I am. So the prophet said to him, come home with me and eat. The man of God said, I cannot turn back and go with you, nor can I eat bread or drink water with you in this place. I have been told by the word of the Lord, you must not eat bread or drink water there or return by the way you came. The old prophet answered, I too am a prophet as you are, and an angel of the Lord said to me by the word of the Lord. And an angel said to me by the word of the Lord. Now, see, he's going to trump what he said. He said, well, I had an angel actually come to me and say for you to come to my house. Bring him back with you to your house so that he may eat bread and drink water. And the word actually says, but he was lying to him. So the man of God returned with him and ate and drank in his house. While they were eating, sitting at the table, the word of the Lord came to the old prophet who had brought him back. He cried out to the man of God. Now, see, this time the old prophet, the first time he lied, this time he's giving him a true word who had come from Judah. He said, this is what the Lord says. You have defied the word of the Lord and have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you. You came back and ate bread and drank water in the place where he told you not to eat or drink. Therefore, your body will not be buried in the tomb of your fathers. When the man of God had finished eating and drinking, the prophet who had brought him back saddled his donkey for him. As he went on his way, a lion met him on the road and killed him, and his body was thrown down on the road with both the donkey and the lion standing beside it. And I won't finish the rest of that chapter, but it really goes to say how that the enemy can work. And, you know, and sometimes we are tested by the word of God. You know, the word says that the word of God will test us. And, you know, to say that this young prophet was killed, do I personally think he went to hell? No, I do not. He was still, the word says that he was a man of God. He made a mistake. He fell into the snare of the enemy in that case. It did cost him his life, but you know, the word still, he was a man of the Lord. He was a man of God. But see, that goes to show the enemy sometimes he'll try to trip us up one way, and he's like, okay, you know, there might be one person that can be tempted by alcohol, whereas another person that may never, ever be a problem in their life. Someone else may have a problem with sex issues, whereas another one may not. But the enemy, in this case, when he tried to tempt him with the king, like with riches, most people say, okay, the king is going to give me a gift. This could be something substantial. This might be something big enough that it would be life-changing. But see, the young prophet, he knew God had given him a word. He had heard from God. He had the word of God in his heart. But see, when the old prophet came and he says, I too am a prophet. Well, see, this young man, you know, and many of us that way, we will respect more the word of someone that we consider a Christian than someone we think, okay, they're not really serving God. They don't go to church. They don't, You know, I don't know, you know, what kind of life they lead. I may not pay much attention to their counsel, but then when someone comes that we think, oh, goodness, yeah, or, you know, he's the pastor of the so-and-so church, or you know, she's been serving the Lord for 30 years. You know, I remember her teaching. She taught Sunday school to my mother, you know, those sorts of things. In this case, you know, the enemy actually used the old prophet, and he, you know, he gave him that word that says, well, an angel came to me. You know, and how many of us, and I can raise both hands, haven't we at times been around those that we considered more mature in the Lord than us, or those that had served longer, or those that maybe we looked up to, and they might say something, particularly if they're ministering to us or saying something that we might think, well, gosh, that don't seem right, or that don't quite feel right, but who am I to question? I've done that. I've done that. I have been in the presence of those that you know, through the years, it was like, okay, everybody seems to respect what they say and things like that. And no, I mean, and yes, they'd be spirit-filled, mature, moving the gifts, children of God, and you know that. But yet at times you may hear something and you go, that don't quite sound right. And instead of saying, Lord, you know, going to the Lord and saying, God, what is this, you know, or just, you know, pulling aside with the Lord. And particularly, it doesn't mean that we are judging others or things like that, but the word does say, you know, try the spirits. And when it comes to prophetic words, particularly if it's prophetic words to us, you're as an individual, if it doesn't feel right, you want to counsel with the Lord. Even, you know, from anybody, from me, from anybody else. I'm not going to call any other names, but from anybody, if something feels out of kilter to you, it's so important that we have that relationship with God and that we can trust what God has put in our heart. See, in the case of this young prophet, if he had continued to trust what God had told him instead of adhering to the word of this old man, because obviously this was not someone that he knew, you know, for this old prophet to follow him, chase him down on a donkey and say, well, I too am a prophet, you know, and such and such. See, this was someone he wasn't even familiar with. This wasn't someone that he knew and said, oh, hey, prophet so-and-so, yeah, I've known him for 10 years and I know his track record and I know such and such. But with anyone, you know, and I could give y'all so many stories of things that have gone on in my life of people that I knew were children of God, people that I knew had given me many right on words from the Lord, but maybe something's going on in their life, you know, that has gotten them off track some. There's something that they're needing to deal with, you know, and you know, the enemy at times will speak even through Christians. And sometimes it's not even the enemy. At times it may just be people that maybe they're in the flesh. They've got things on their mind. They've got things going on in their life. And they speak out of their own spirit, out of their own soul. And I don't mean for this to be a heavy message, but we are in a different day and time. You know, it's obviously from the word, it's always been important to hear God, to hear him for yourself, to get that confirmation, to have a relationship with the Lord that you know, that you know, that you know that you're hearing him. But know that, well, I'll say this, there have been times in my life, and I'm not saying this is right, but there have been times in my life that I did, you know, took action on something strictly because a prophet had told me, okay? And I look back now. Now, there were times that the prophets told me something, and I obeyed the word of the Lord there, and it was God. But I can also look back and two or three times that I did something because someone that I respected that was a prophetic voice said something, and I obeyed that word. That now I look back and go, Lord, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that was right at all. And I should have come to you and prayed about something, particularly really important things, you know. it's one thing if you get a prophetic word and they're saying, you know, the Lord's wanting you to sing to him every morning, or the Lord's saying, I want you to spend more time in the word with me, you know, those sorts of things, you know, are pleasing to God. But, you know, if you get a word of the Lord, something that's like, you know, I'm telling you to move, I'm telling you to quit your job, you know, and various things, go to the Lord. Go to the Lord. Those things that are life-changing, those things that go against what God has put in your heart, go to the Lord and get peace, you know. Talk to the Lord. Stay with it. And it may take days. It may take weeks. It may not be something that you can go say a 15-minute prayer about and get clarity on. You know, that's one of those things we keep knocking till the door opens. But it's vitally important. It's vitally important. And I think it's going to be all the more so in this day and time that we're in, that we really have confirmation from God of, Lord, is this what you're saying? That you're saying. You know, sometimes people will get an idea in their head. I think sometimes people will minister out of their head knowledge of what they think you are or think you should be or their ideas about you. You know, I certainly have seen in life that there are some people that will not be able to get past their own opinion of you, particularly if it's someone that has maybe not a great opinion of you. There are some people that will not be able to get past their personal opinion of you to minister the greatness of God in your life. That seems strange. I could expound on that further, actually. I won't tonight for lack of time. But we just have to remember that people are still people. And we do see through a glass darkly. You know, we prophesy in part. We see in part. And to always consider that. To always consider that. There are some things that we know that will resonate in your heart of that's God. There are things that will be confirmed by others. That's always wonderful to get confirmation from another. Sometimes if you're not in a situation to get confirmation from another, then certainly seek God. Like I said, if it's a word that's something that's questionable to you, or particularly if it's something that goes against what God has already put in your heart, you want to do that. But I'm going to end this with Proverbs 4:7. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. We want to understand what God is saying to us. We want to understand God's will. And it comes in spending time with God. And I know I preach this to you guys a lot on spending time with God. And I'm preaching to myself here too. As my life has gotten busy and we're running in circles, I found myself not spending as much time as I need to with the Lord some days. I'm like, God, help me to make time for you always. For one thing, I can so tell it in my own heart. In my peace, in my joy, the more time that I spend with God. But there are a lot of voices in the earth. There are a lot of opinions in the earth. There is more deception in the earth today, I think, than there's ever been in all of time, or at least that's the way it seems to me. And it's just really important as we move forward in life. You know, I've known personal accounts of people that loved God, that served God, that their whole desire was to walk out their destiny, but got caught in the snare of the enemy and ultimately lost their life prematurely. Are they in heaven? Sure, sure. But we don't want to miss anything that God has for us, and we don't want to leave this earth prematurely not fulfilling what he put us here for. We've all got a destiny. We all have a purpose. We all have people we're to touch. Each and every one. There's not one person left out that God doesn't want to use, and he doesn't have tremendous things for your life. There's not one person living that doesn't have gifts and callings. So, amen. I'm going to play another song right quick, and I'm going to write down all these phone numbers, and then we'll start praying.
In the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, get me Jesus, give me is all I need, all I need. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Oh, he's all I need. Give me Jesus.
Amen, amen. Absolutely. Give me Jesus. You know, we can have wealth, we can have fame, we can have respect of others. You can have health even, but if you don't have the Lord, what have you really got? What have you really got? Well, praise God for the Lord. Praise Jesus for his love, for his compassion, for his guidance and leadership in our lives, and for salvation. Lord, I'm so glad I belong to the Lord. I'm so glad I belong to the Lord. Amen. Well, let's go here. My first caller is 405-250. How's Miss Lucretia tonight?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. I hope you're doing good tonight, hon.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're more welcome. Thank you for holding so long and waiting through the whole program. I appreciate it. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. I pray for your father. I thank you for Lucretia. And God, I just thank you for the calling of God that's on her life. Lord, I thank you, Lord, how your spirit hovers around her. Lucretia's like, I can just see, like, it almost looks like the wind circling around you. But it's a wind of power. It's a wind of purity. It's a wind of protection, of the power of God. There is truly an anointing on your life of power, of authority. I believe I'm sensing that there's actually an anointing in action. I can feel this, like an anointing on your life for miracles. I also sense that the enemy has sent up smoke screens and turmoil around your life at times. He does all of us. He does all of us at times. But, you know, sometimes the enemy seems to have some knowledge of the callings on our lives. Now, whether it's through prophetic words or what, I don't really know. But he does seem to have some knowledge of what's there. And many times, as we're stepping forward in the Lord, as we're growing in God, as those gifts and callings become evident. And some things just are evident. I mean, there are things in our life, many times you'll see the prophetic begin to come forth, even in children, children that have dreams, that if there's an adult around them that understands what they're hearing, you know, that is keen and sensitive to the Spirit, sometimes you'll even hear children speaking things that you'll think, okay, they're having dreams for the Lord, or they're seeing angels, and you'll sense the gifting on children, or maybe children that are particularly gifted in singing or in writing music, just any number of things. And so some things become very evident, but as those giftings begin to come forth in our life, as they become evident, it's not unusual then to counter warfare. Because the enemy never wants us to step forward in those things that God has called us to, and particularly as we begin to affect other people's lives and to help set others free and to pray for others. But I just sense an anointing of power, and an anointing of healing and miracles. I can see you like putting your hand forth and touching people, praying with people. You know, Father, I just thank you for Lucretia's life. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for when the enemy has sent storms and sends storms to try to hold her back or try to sidetrack her and delay her. What I sense at times is at times there have been delays that were really honestly just caused by warfare. There have been delays. And like I said, I think that happens in almost everybody's lifetimes. But I also sense a very strong anointing of God on your life and an anointing for victory in your life. And God using you, that there's a sense of authority. There's an authority, a spirit of authority there, just a spirit of authority and power, healing and miracles that God would grow you into and step into in your life as you press through in these things. And many times we will go through a narrow place. We'll go through a place that's tight. We'll go through a place that almost seems like it would crush us at times. As we are pressing through, just like a child that's being born, it goes through that tight place. It goes through that difficult place. And in those tight places, as we press through with God, we come out on the other side into a larger place, into a place of more freedom, a place that begins to open doors to the things that God has for in our lives. So I would just encourage you and I don't know if you're going through a tight place right now in your life or not. I don't know. But I have sensed that at times I've seen what has looked like smoke. As I see it, it almost looks like smoke swirling around you not right next to you, but smoke swirling around. That would almost be like a smoke screen or the enemy just trying to delay you or trying to confuse you at times. But see, what I saw first was like, and it was like a white wind of God around your life, a protection of God, a calling of God, an anointing of God, and absolutely an anointing of power there for God to use you in miraculous and wonderful ways. But I just sense a victory on you. God bringing you out in victory. God bringing you out into those things. And it may take pressing. It does for most of us. But pressing, those things that I do, with the apostle, I press forward to reach the mark of God, the high calling of Christ. So as you're pressing forward, spending time with God, and begin to recognize when it's the enemy just trying to delay you, the enemy trying to frustrate you, I feel that. That's a word that really comes strong to me. That the enemy has tried to frustrate you at times, to discourage you, to even anger you at times. But God has victory in your life and on your life. And know that those battles that come against you is because there's a mighty calling on your life. There's a mighty calling on your life, a calling of power, authority, of the miraculous. I still see you reaching your hand out and touching people in prayer and people being healed, people being set free. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for that word. That was right on point. I thank God for it. So, yeah, because things have been very frustrating and I get angry a lot. And I try to maintain and not lose my temper. But I thank God for that.
When we recognize really what's at the root of things, it helps. It helps where anger is concerned, or it does with me. You know, where at times I would really get frustrated with people when I realize it's the enemy working behind the scenes. It helps, particularly when I realize it's like, oh, you know, he's threatened, or he wouldn't be fighting this hard. You know, so
right,
exactly.
Right, that's very true. I thank God for that.
Well, was there anything in particular you were wanting prayer about or anything you were wanting to share tonight?
First, I want to say, I know it's been a while. You probably don't remember because you talk to a lot of people, but I know I requested prayer because I had a procedure that I needed to get done. I was finally able to get that done on the first. So I'm pretty much still recovering, but I see some signs of improvement, so I thank God for that.
Thank you, Lord.
And I know I haven't been feeling well for the past couple of days. I guess it was due to something else, so I would like prayer for that. And just prayer for direction. I just want God to show me what's next. Give me something specifically to do in order to get to next, because I've been feeling stagnated or frustrated.
Yeah.
So I think that's, you know, part of what you've been seeing. I was like, God, if you give me something to do, there's no mistake, and then I know what I'm doing to get to the next place. So
exactly, the next step, yeah. Been there, done that.
For me to work.
Well, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for healing Lucretia. Father, and whatever this is that's ailing her, that's causing her not to feel well, Lord, we just ask that everything come into alignment. Put everything into alignment in her body. Lord, we just say anything that's trying to attack her system, her immune system, anything, any kind of little bug or virus that would be trying to bother her, Lord, that it has to go, that no weapon formed against her can prosper, and nothing shall by any means harm her. So, Lord, we just thank you that she is covered by the blood of Jesus. Lord, that she is yours. She is yours. She is yours. She is your lovely, beloved daughter, and you, your hand of protection is on her. But, Lord, I just ask, Lord, that everything in her body, Lord, come into alignment, Lord, whether, Father, it be anything chemical that is out of kilter, that's out of sync. Lord, if there's some type of vitamin or a different type of food she needs to eat, a change in diet, anything like that, Lord. Father, that you'll give her the wisdom and the understanding, the knowledge to know, Lord. And Father, even supernaturally show her, Lord, even in dreams, Lord, whatever she needs to know, Lord, if there's something changing there that she needs, Lord, that you'll show her. But Lord, we just thank you for your supernatural hand. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. And Lord, we just call it done. We call it done. I just speak refreshing, Lord. I speak, Lord, a healing even to her emotions, Lord. Lord, when there is frequent aggravation and frequent frustration, Lord, how it can, just the chemicals it can release in our body, Lord, can cause us to feel bad. So, Lord, I just speak the joy of the Lord over Lucretia. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, in advance for giving her the wisdom, for giving her guidance, Lord. Lord, she wants to know the next step to take. Father, she's looking to find that next step, that direction. And, Lord, even as your word says that we will hear a voice behind us that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. Father, I'm asking that for Lucretia, Lord, that you will speak to her heart. Lord, that she will have that assurance, that she will have that peace and that confidence, Lord, to take those steps that you're giving her. Lord, even if it's just the next step, Lord, that she have that peace and that understanding and that confidence that she is hearing you, Lord. And, Father, we know that there is a time to be still and wait upon the Lord, but there is also a time to step out. And so, Lord, I just ask that you speak to her heart. Lord, share with her, Lord, whether you do it through your word, dreams, whatever, however you do it, Father, but that you speak to her heart and give her that peace, that comfort of knowing that you're with her, that you're guiding her in the direction, Lord, that she needs and that she seeks. Lord, for your word says, you know the plans you have for us, to do us good and not harm, to give us a hope and a future. So, Lord, we stand on your word that you have a wonderful plan for her life. And, Lord, that it is you never, Lord, it's never your will to keep anything hidden from us, Lord, that it's your desire to make it known to us what your will is. So, Father, we thank you in advance for guiding her, for speaking to her, for giving her that peace in her heart that is her guide through Holy Spirit. And, Lord, that even as the scripture that I spoke earlier, that the Spirit of truth will show her things that are to come, Lord, particularly in her own life, things that are ahead of her that God has for her. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
You are welcome, sweetie. You are welcome. Well, it was good to hear from you again, and I'm glad that you got the procedure done and that you're in the healing process, and just believe that God will give you direction and that God will work in your body too so that you feel good.
Yes, thank you. God bless you. I'm glad to hear your voice again as well.
Oh, God bless you. Have a good week, hon.
You too. Bye-bye.
What's up? 910-709. How's Miss Sylvia tonight?
Doing better.
Good. I know the last time I talked to you, you were not feeling very well and had been under attack.
Oh, yes. The Lord says that the enemy was trying to kill me. He said,
wow.
But it's not so. Yes, he says, he was trying to kill me. He says he's trying to keep me from doing what he wants me to do. So that's what had happened. He says, but another prophet, where I went to a tent revival yesterday, says that the Lord told him to tell me that when I was down, like he was praying for me, God actually released more oil into my hands for healing. So I guess he used what the enemy was trying to do to me, turn it around, you know, for my good. But regaining strength, you know, he says, you know, I'm a little tired, but eventually, you know, the strength will be coming back, because he says that I needed to rest more because I was in a battle. So I'm doing better now when I was able to go out.
Good, good, good. You know, the enemy, he would kill all of us if he could, particularly the ones that are walking with the Lord and beginning to step out in ministry and stuff. But the truth of the matter is, he can't. God is with us.
Yes, that's right.
But
amen.
Those trials we go through, we do grow, and we grow in wisdom. And you know, it's nobody has a testimony if they don't have a test. You know, so we
amen.
Go through the battles, come out victorious. We come out more anointed. We come out with more wisdom. We come out with greater strength
amen.
And perseverance on the other side. And the devil loses again.
Amen.
He loses again.
Amen.
Come out with even more anointing on the other side of it. So praise God. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Sylvia, God, and I thank you, Lord, that you've called her, you've anointed her, Lord. Lord, you have set her feet on a path that she'll not ever turn back from. Lord, you've set her feet on a path of a warrior, of a workman for the Lord. She has put her hand to the plow. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, how you are guiding her, Lord. I thank you, Lord, in the process of all, Lord, that she's growing in wisdom. She's gaining wisdom. She's gaining understanding, Lord. She's becoming more aware of the wiles of the enemy, Lord. She's becoming more aware of the snares of the enemy. You know, when I said the word snares, it's like I could see. You know, you see these people, even in the service, that they are, you know, they become aware, even those things where there's, well, and animals too, where there's like bombs hidden. There are things that are hidden will have, they'll have signs around them. You know, when people set snares, and, you know, they may set snares to capture things, and people will notice the leaves disturbed. And animals are very much like that too. They're very wary of things. Sometimes people trying to capture animals, you know, because they'll become wary, they'll become wily to the things. Even though a trap is hidden, they'll see those things that are not obvious.
Yes.
Will set them off of, there's some kind of trap here. There's something that's not right here. You know, there may be food and something, but they'll go, there's a trap hidden here somewhere. And it's like, I sense the Lord in the wisdom that you're gaining, in the experiences that you're going through, in the word of the Lord, and just the spirit of the Lord working it, of you becoming much more keen to identify what would be snares of the enemy, what would be traps of them, because he's, you know, there are things around us that you know, the enemy's always trying to ensnare us. He's always trying to trap us. He's always trying to get us off track. He's always trying to delay us in one way or another. But I just see you becoming very, very aware, very keen to sense these things, you know, or to see them. Sometimes we may not actually see it, but we sense something's out of order here. And you being, just being wise, you know, being wise and actually avoiding in the future, that you being able to avoid things, situations that would be a mess, you know, that could delay or could cause you problems because of this ability to sense. It's hard to put into words. I can see the pictures in my head, but it's hard to put into words. But it's those things, people that in the service that minds are planted. There may be certain things in the brain, certain areas that say this is an area where there might be minds, or something is disturbed here, something, the ground's sticking up a little bit right there. This is, you know, there'll be things that people see that will set up, that will say, something's not right here. And I just see the Lord working in your life. And it's going to, I see it being a great benefit to your life. And it's a real wisdom of God. I mean, it's a real wisdom and a keenness in the spirit, a discerning in the spirit, of discerning things that are around you that are not obvious. That are not obvious and may not be obvious to others. You know, others might say, that's just in your mind, you know, when you go, that's not in my mind, that's in my spirit. You know, sometimes others may not see what you see. And very often that happens in our lives. You know, other people many times will say, oh, you're just dreaming, or you're just being suspicious, or this and that. But listen to what God shows you. Listen to what God is, because God is honing your sensitivity in the spirit. It's going to benefit you greatly in the years to come. You will avoid entrapment. You will avoid problems. Not everything is a deadly problem. Some things are just a pain in the butt, just to say it plainly. Some things are just a pain in the butt. And we can avoid things when that spirit of God within us, when that sensitivity, we begin to say, something's a little not right here. I think I'll go around this, or I think I'll back it. But I see God doing that in your life. And that's an awesome thing. It really is. That's such a tremendous thing, to have that sensitivity of spirit, that you pick up on something, little things that it's like, that don't quite settle with my spirit. That doesn't quite sound right. That doesn't quite look right. And you can avoid so many problems in life by listening to that, by not ignoring when you have that little check, you know. Because how many of us don't we go, that's just me, or, that's just, you know, I ate some pepperoni last night, so, you know, that's just probably all that is. Indigestion, that wasn't a... that wasn't the spirit of the Lord putting a check in my gut, you know. So anyhow, I see the Lord working that in your life, and I see it being a great benefit to your life and helping you. You'll be helping you, because you'll be able to move forward more and forward more quickly and avoid things that would be troublesome. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That's a good thing.
Good thing.
Well, did you have specific things you wanted to share, or any specific prayer requests tonight?
I just wanted to pray. I guess I'm trying to, I don't know how to say this, increase in my prayer life. That sounds about right. You know, like, which I pray a lot now, but I feel like God is trying to take me to another level in prayer. And sometimes I guess I have hindrances. I feel like sometimes that there's more slumber on my eyes than it should be. I actually get up between 5 and 6, and sometimes, you know, I'm not able to, it's like sometimes there's a hindrance of doing that, and I really want it to be caught for things so I can grow more in prayer, more in intercession.
Yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, if we're tired, it can be a little hard to pull aside in prayer. I know I went through seasons several years ago that the Lord kept getting me up at 3 a.m. And it didn't take long for me to realize it was God, and He was wanting to see if I would do it. But then there's also been times that the Lord, it would just, you know, He would tug on my heart any time of day, and sometimes just pulling aside a little bit and just singing to God or putting on some worship music and just sitting in His presence and just saying, God, I love You, because prayer doesn't have to be in the sense that we think of as quote prayer of, okay, God, let me go through my list of let me pray for 10 people, let me speak in tongues for 30 minutes, you know, because we can get into that, you know, been there, done that too in my life. I think most people that go through that because we want to be obedient. But many times it's just that relaxing in God and just, you know, I think I've heard the Lord just as much when I go sit on the back porch and just listen to the Bible, just say, God, I love You, and God, I'm here, and I just want to be in Your presence. And you know, I think that means just as much to the Lord as specifically, you know, interceding for things. You know, and it just depends on what God is. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know that He's waking me up. I have received the word that He's waking me up, but it's like because of the, the tiredness, you know, that I wasn't able to do it. And this morning, last night I was so tired, and then this morning I even woke up. I said, Lord, You didn't even wake me up this morning. I said, You let me sleep because You knew I was tired, and I was waiting for Him to wake me up, but it didn't happen. And so, but the other days I knew that He was waking me up, and He even gave me a word one time that I have so much slumber that He was going to, you know, take the slumber from my eyes, because when He was waking me up, it's like, you know, I wasn't even able to get up. But, you know, I want to be obedient and get up and do what He wants me to do.
Yeah.
It was like,
now that may have to do with not resting.
Because of the sickness that was in my body. Sometimes I didn't sleep. And when I did get to sleep, then He's, you know, trying to wake me up at 5. And you know, I turn over and I start prayer, but then I fall back to sleep. But I'm getting better, you know, I'm getting better at it when He wakes me up, you know, now. And I just, you know.
Yeah, let's just pray right. Father, Lord, I thank You, Lord, for sweet sleep for Sylvia, Father, and that as she sleeps, Lord, I would even ask that what would be 1 hour will give her the rejuvenation and refreshing of 2 hours. And Lord, if she sleeps for 5 hours, that it will feel like 10 hours for her, Lord. But, Father, I thank You, Lord, for bringing healing and restoration to the cells of her body, to her organs, to her bones, Lord, to every part of her body, Lord, that when she does rest, Lord, that she truly rests, that her body truly rests and doesn't struggle, isn't in pain, Father, that she can really wake up, Lord, feeling refreshed and like she's had a night of rest, that she's had a night of just relaxing, Lord. Your word says that You give sweet sleep to Your children. And so, Father, I ask for that sweet sleep for Sylvia, Lord, that refreshing, that rejuvenating, that restoring type sleep, Lord, that brings healing to her body, that brings healing to the cells of her body, Lord, that oxygenates her body, everything, Lord. Everything that she needs, Lord, and that You would even double it, Lord, that like I said, if she has 5 hours of sleep, that it feels like 10, so that she doesn't feel lacking, so that she wakes up ready to get up, bushy-tailed and bright-eyed and ready, Lord, to worship You and to hear Your voice and to pray and all the things that You have for her to do. Lord, we thank You for it, and Lord, we thank You for loving us so well and so perfectly, Lord, that it's Your good pleasure. Lord, it's Your good pleasure to pour out good things on us. And Lord, that she be able to fulfill what you've called her to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for praying, Jamie.
Yeah, you're welcome, sweetie. You're welcome. And I'm glad that you are better.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The last time I talked to you, I was really out
sick.
There.
Yeah, I remember when I heard
I was a
sick sister. Girl, not good. Well, I'm glad you're better, and I know God's got good things for you. And like I said, I just see the Lord really sharpening your wisdom and discernment skills. That's going to be a great benefit in your life. So that's a good thing. That's a great
Amen.
Thing.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and you
thank
have a good
you.
One. I'm glad I got
you
to
too.
Talk to you tonight. All right.
You
good night.
Too. Bye.
All right. 954-580. Is this Miss Caroline?
Yes, it is.
No,
hello.
Good evening. I hadn't got to talk to you in a while. Hope you're doing good.
Yeah. Most things are well, thank you.
Okay. There's a little bit of kind of echo to your connection. I can hear you, but it sounds just a little bit like you're in a well or something. But anyhow.
Are you hearing better?
Well, yeah, like I said, I can hear you. It's just I have to kind of listen a little hard. But that's all right. That's all right. I can hear, so we're good. Well, let's pray for you, Father.
Okay.
I thank you for Caroline. Father, I thank you for the wings. Lord, I thank you for the wings that you've given her. Lord, I thank you, Father, for Lord, that we mount up on wings as eagles, Lord, that we walk and not be weary. We will run and we will not faint. Lord, and then it goes, they teach us, Lord, to wait. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the mounting up on wings for Caroline, Lord, that as she learns to soar with you, she learns, Lord, to move when you move. She learns, Father, when to be still. Father, that you give her the strength, you give her the endurance to walk and to run with you, Lord. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for establishing her path, Lord, establishing her, Lord, in favor, in authority. Father, I thank you, Lord. Lord, where there has been opposition, Lord, that there be favor. Lord, where at times it has seemed like doors were slow to open or lingered in opening, Lord, I thank you, Father, that your favor goes before her, Lord, and that doors open in the appropriate time. Lord, they open in the appropriate time. But Father, I thank you that no weapon formed against her can prosper, and every word that tongue that rises against her in judgment, she shall condemn, and that is her heritage in the Lord. So Father, I just thank you, Lord, that Lord, that you have surrounded her with your love. You have surrounded her with your protection, Lord, that you go before her and make the crooked places straight. Caroline, just sense like the protection of God around you and that the Lord, like the jealousy of God over you, how much he loves you. And, you know, the Lord, honestly, he doesn't like it if others are mean to us or others are have ill will toward, you know, when others are malicious to us in any way, even if people, and I have no idea what's going on in your life whatsoever, or if this even is something that's going on right now, but, you know, sometimes there are people that will just try to delay us or to kind of trip us up just because they're mean, you know, just because they can or just because they want to. You know, and God's a jealous God. He loves us. He watches out for us. You know, and the Lord, you know, he does fight for us. He does step in and cover us and protect us. You know, I think of when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den and you know, he belonged to the Lord. He was God's. And of course, the king really didn't want to do that. But there were others, I believe, that had tattled on him. There were others that had like said things about him. And so the king had to stand by what he had decreed and threw him in the lion's den, but God protected him and kept the lion's mouth shut. But I just sense God's, like, his protection and his jealousy over you, his love over you, of this is my little girl. This is my little girl, and I'm watching out for her. I'm watching out for her. And God, God getting you through things. I don't know if there have been delays in some areas. It almost feels like maybe that there have been some that tried to cause some delays at times, or just to, anyhow, I'll just leave it at that, that maybe there have been some at times that tried to cause some delays, but that God is with you, and God in the God is growing in you. I just, God, you know, in the very beginning, God teaching you how to soar with him, how to mount up on wings as eagles, how to rise above situations, how to rest in him, how to relax in him, how to trust him with just total abandon. And I know I have seen that over your life many times, God really teaching you how to just relax in him and just be carried by him through situations at times that would tend to worry you or tend to concern you, of God over and over and over telling you to cast your cares upon him, that he cares for you. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for just going before Carolyn and making all the crooked places straight, Lord. And Lord, those doors, any doors that have been hindered or tried to be hindered in any way, Lord, that they do open in the appropriate time, in your time, God. Lord, because you open doors that no man can shut, and you shut doors that no man can open. And Father, I just thank you for your love and your jealousy over Caroline, because she is yours. She is your little girl. And Lord, that she can rest in you. She can crawl up in your lap, Father God, in total confidence and in total just abandon, total abandonment to your love, and know that you have her. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for answering her questions. I see your little mind just with questions and questions and questions at times. I just see a mind that's full of questions at times. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for answering Caroline's questions. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing the answers on time, that when she needs those answers, that she will have them from you, Lord. And so, Lord, I just praise you, and I bless her life, and I bless her job. I bless those relationships that are God relationships, God connections. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing her home, and that everything she touches shall be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. There has been delays. And there has been a number of questions, so I thank you very much for this encouragement.
Oh, you're welcome, you're welcome. Was there anything in particular that you were wanting prayer about, Caroline?
Yes, thank you. May you kindly pray, I'm trying to do some investments. May you kindly pray that God will just let everything go well and it be successful, please. You will grant me the wisdom.
Yes, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the wisdom of God in these investments, Lord. Father, that things would go smoothly. Lord, that Caroline would be completely directed by your hand, Lord, to know where to invest, when to invest, how much to invest. Lord, that she would even know when to get out of those things, Lord, depending on Lord, just Lord, that you know. Father, that you know the timing, the amount, you know when things are going up, you know when things are going down. So, Father, I just speak a blessing, Lord, a blessing on the things that she sows into, Lord. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that your word says that we are blessed coming in, we are blessed going out, we are blessed in all we put our hands to. So, Father, I thank you for your guiding hand upon Carolyn's investments, upon her life, and Lord, for speaking to her plainly and clearly, Lord, we just thank you for smooth transactions in the Lord's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Have a good night.
Oh, you too, hon.
You
have
so
a good
much.
Night and a good week. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Two oh 205-531. Sis Miss Julia May.
Yes, it is.
How are you tonight, sweetie?
Just fine.
Good. I always like hearing that. I like knowing that everybody is okay. Let me get a little drink right quick here.
Okay.
Let's pray for your father. I thank you for Julia May. Lord, I thank you that she is a light in darkness. Lord, that she is a light of, Lord, just your, Lord, your word says, do we put a light on a hill, Lord, that you know, we don't put our light under a bushel. We don't let anything hide our light, and that you are a light. You're like a light that's been set up on a hill for all to see. God has used you. God is using you. Lord, I thank you for the light of God. In Julia May's life. Father, I thank you. I see you stretching out your hand to others. I don't see anything in your hand. I just see you stretching out your hand to others. God using you and him. God, you being his hand extended at times, giving others catching them by the hand so that they don't stumble, reaching, catching others and giving them, you know, like you give somebody a hand up when they're walking up steps and things like that. But to see God reach, using you to be a helping hand, and that is the word, a helping hand. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the anointing upon Julia's life, Lord, to be a light, to be one, Lord, that in gifts of mercy and in gifts of Lord, in gifts even of counsel and prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord, for blessing her life. Lord, I thank you for using her, Lord. I just see you time and again stretching out your hand to others. A helping hand in so many ways. A helping hand. That's funny that I just keep hearing that, a helping hand. God using you as a helping hand with other people. And really, like mercy, really flowing in your life there. You know, that was something that was really in my mom's life. I know when my mom passed away and my brother asked me, he said, what do you want to have put on her, you know, headstone? And mm-hmm. I said, you know, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. And I'm just getting that. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the merciful. And God calling you blessed. God calling you blessed because you have given and are a helping hand to others. You know, you reach out and you pray for others. You give natural wisdom to others. I see you like in your kitchen. I see you speaking to others words of wisdom and guidance, speaking into their life. You know, people, even those that would go astray, those that would kind of walk the outer edges in their life, maybe between being a Christian and maybe not so much a Christian, those walking the outer edges, and you've given them words of wisdom, given them words of encouragement, even given them words of warning. I see God using you in that as well. But a helping hand, helping those that can't help themselves, praying for those, visiting those, even meals and things like that, helping others, a helping hand. But as the Lord says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for using Julia May in so many ways, God, so many ways, your hands outstretched, your arm, and, Lord, showing the love of God in action, the love of God, Lord, and others, it having an impact on their life, it touching their hearts and touching their lives, Lord, that they know that they've seen the genuine love of God, someone that they can say, she's a Christian, She's the real deal. I've seen it. I've seen the miracles in her life. I've seen the prayers come to pass. I've seen her forgive those that have done aught against her. I've seen her step up to the plate when things were tough and believe God when it looked like that things would not go her way. I've seen her step up and say, but the word says, but God says. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the impact that she is having, which is more than she knows. Lord, I thank you for increasing it. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for pouring out blessings that she cannot contain. Lord, I thank you, Father. Lord, I just ask that you even amaze Julia May in the blessings and the gifts. Lord, treasures of heaven being poured out her way, being poured out on her life. Lord, on her home. Lord, just because it's your good pleasure to do it, Lord, that Lord, your word says, surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life, and we'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, that your goodness is poured out in Julia May's life. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that even as she has been merciful and is merciful, Lord, that your mercy chases her down, your goodness chases her down. And Lord, I just thank you for that. And I bless her in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, I just thank you for your love. I thank you for your love for her, your love for her family, your love, your concern for those things that concern her. And Lord, I just thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's so beautiful. I mean, that's so beautiful to see so much. You being a helping hand, you reaching out to others. And, so reminds me of my mother. She's in heaven now, but it so reminds me of her that she was the same way, just always merciful, always willing to help, would give the shirt off her back to help someone else, and just see so much of that in the spirit in your life of how you give and you give and you reach out. And even when you sometimes don't have it to give or feel like you don't have the strength to give, that you do because you're faithful.
Just I had my son call with his girlfriend. She was going through something, and she, you know, he wanted her to talk to him. And like I said, that's what I just got through. And she said, thank you, you know, because I understand what you're saying, you know, and pray for her, you know, that she get closer back to God. Because I told her, she said, you know, I don't know what it is. Like, God, not in the life. I said, no, you left him. He didn't leave you. I said, you left him. I said, he's still there. He's waiting on you. So, you know, they have to tell, you know, some of the younger folks. Because I told her, I said, hey, I'm older than you. I said, my wife, I have never been through stuff. I said, we wonder about stuff. I said, but God is always there. I said, it's not your storm. It's how you react to your storm. I said, he's with you. I said, it's not your storm. I said, you're going to go through storms in this life, you know. Well, he said, you know, he'll be with us, and he's overcome the world.
That's right.
Yeah,
I saw you giving, you know, not only words of encouragement, but I saw you giving words of correction and words even of warning to some of those. So God's using you, girl. He uses your mouth. He uses your hands. You're making so much difference in so many people's lives. So praise God. Praise God.
And what I pray for, you know, to help, because I said sometimes, you know, being home and take care of Jeff, I can't do a lot. So I said, Lord, what can I do? And I thought about the lady said, you know, Lord, I can't do nothing. I'm in the bed paralyzed. He said, but you can pray. And I said, amen. You can always pray. Because some people might not have nobody in their life to pray for them. So I said, Lord, use me in any way you can.
Amen. Was there anything in particular that you were wanting prayer about tonight, sweetie?
No, I'm not really still praying for my niece-in-law and so she's doing better. They get put a track in her, and so she's all icy, so she's doing better. But my nephew wife, she's still about the same. She's still, you know, like in vegetable state. So continue to pray for her and pray for mother and me. She's going through some problems.
Yeah. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for just moving in this girl's life, Father. And Lord, we just ask, Lord, that your spirit would draw her. Lord, you said that no man comes to the Father except the Spirit draw them. So, Lord, we just ask that your spirit, Lord, would hover around her, would draw her, would, Lord, that she would begin to really hear your voice in a new way, Lord, and identify it. Lord, sometimes we hear something, but then we don't identify it as you. You know, that's a process of learning. That because sometimes we'll think something is our own thoughts or just our own mind, or think, oh, somebody told me that. That's just that memory. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for opening up her heart and her mind, Lord, that not only will she hear you, Lord, but that she will identify the voice of God. Lord, I just ask you to visit her, Lord, visit her in a way that she's never encountered you before. Lord, that she would have, Lord, even dreams in the night, Lord, that she would just have an encounter with you, have a personal visitation from you, Lord, that would be life-changing. Lord, that would be life-changing in her life, that would impact her in such a way, Lord, that she can't just shake it off and say, well, that was nothing, or that was just me, Lord. One of those experiences, Lord, that we can't deny that was God, Lord, that she will realize that you're very aware of her personally, that you love her, Lord, that you're just not a God in the Bible that's out there somewhere, Lord, but that you're a personal God, Lord, that you know every detail of her life, Lord, and for her personally, that you have planned special things and wonderful things. Lord, that she's not just another face in a crowd, but that she is your daughter and that you specifically made her the way she is. Lord, that with great care and great wonder and great love, that you, Lord, that just as your word says, that you formed us in our mother's womb, Lord, that each and every part of her, that you loved and took great care to make just the way she is because you wanted her and you loved her. And Lord, that you have special plans for her life, Lord, that she would come to that realization of understanding that she's unique, that she's unique in God, and that you're watching over her and that you're aware of everything in her life, every concern in her heart, every thought, even the dreams that she has and the desires and the doubts and the fears, Lord, that you're aware of everything and that she, Lord, just be awakened to that personal relationship, that personal knowing, Lord, that you care about every part of her life. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. We just come into agreement, Lord, with Julia May, Lord, that there will just be a special touch on this girl's life and an awakening to God in a way that she's never known. In Jesus' beautiful name, amen.
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 Well, I just expect to hear good things there. You know, that for so many people, that's a place that's life-changing when they realize that God really is concerned about their life, every aspect of their life, you know, because people that think, yeah, you know, there's a God up there somewhere in heaven, and when I die, hopefully I'll go to heaven, blah, blah, blah. They don't think of God as involved so personally, you know, every little thing. So, amen. Well, you have a good evening, girl. It was good talking with you, and just always good to hear your voice.
Okay, thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Okay.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, 402-214. How you, Miss Sharon?
Hi. I thought maybe you gave up on me.
No. This thing, this little scroll thing that has numbers on it, it gets to running up and down once in a while. I don't know if it's when people hang up or new ones call in, but it'll get to rolling back and forth.
Yeah.
It'll lose your place on it. I have to go back to the top of the time and kind of scroll it down. But anyhow, good to hear from you tonight. Are you doing good tonight?
Yeah, yeah. Got a lot of prayers, but I just had a really good couple of days with my family, so that was really nice.
That's good. Did you get to see your daughter?
Yeah, my grandkids, we went to on a little road trip, so it was really nice. Yeah.
That was fun. That's fun. I love road trips.
Yeah. They usually don't take me, but I was glad they did.
Yeah, that's sweet. I remember one of the last times I did talk to you about your daughter and some things there. I don't remember all the details.
Right.
But I remember it had to do with her and the Lord opening up something in her thinking or something. Well, let's pray for that, Father. Lord, I thank you for sharing, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the satisfaction, Lord, that you bring your Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you are, even as the word says, with long life, he satisfies us and shows us his salvation. Lord, I thank you, Father, that it pleases you, God, to satisfy our hearts, to satisfy us, Lord, just as to those that hunger and thirst shall be filled. Lord, even you satisfy our hunger for you, Lord, with your word, with your presence, with the knowledge of who you are, Lord. Lord, it was your word says that you fill our cup to overflowing. Lord, you satisfy our heart. Lord, that you're, I just heard the word satisfy. And just, I'm so aware of how God satisfies us, those things, you know, he fulfills our, you know, he said those that hunger and thirst, that he fills us, you know, those that ask for Holy Spirit that he gives us, so that, you know, does the Father, they ask for a fish, do they give them a stone, you know, that how God satisfies us, he satisfies our heart, he satisfies our understanding, he satisfies our desires. He satisfies us, you know, with peace and love. And he brings, you know, and even as the word says, you know, with long life, he satisfies us. That God is all about peace and satisfaction. He's about bringing wisdom and understanding. You know, it's all about blessing and making us whole, and bringing wholeness to us. You know, the word says, as many as touched him were made whole. And wholeness is, I mean, it involves so much of our life. It can involve relationships. It can involve healing our emotions. You know, so many people may need emotional healing in areas because emotional healing can be, for one thing, sometimes it can be more difficult even than physical healing because it's matters of the heart, things that deal with emotional scars and things in the past and
so
things like that, and our
this.
Minds are always involved. So our minds are involved in emotional healing. And God, you know, like I said, as I heard the word satisfied, just God satisfying your questions, satisfying your prayers, answering your prayers, answering me your questions. And I think some questions that you have had, I sense them falling away. Some you know, there are some things that we'll think this is important, and then we get to a point in our life where we say, you know what, that's really not important at all. I don't know why I even give that much consideration.
Right. You gotta just give up on it, right?
Yeah, and there's some
things
that
you don't need to know.
Exactly. That there are some things we finally realize. You think, you know what, I don't need to know that. That's, you know, why did I worry? Why did I spend time? You know, why did I waste brain cells even thinking about that, because I don't need to know that, and it's neither here nor there. So in the sense of God answering some of your questions, I do sense God answering questions, but I also sense some questions falling away, that they become no longer relevant to you, no longer important. And you think, you know what, I don't need to know that. That's neither here nor there. That's not important. God just...
I kind of did that.
Yeah, God said, this thing's giving a countdown. I wish it would quit it because it butts in on me. I don't know if y'all can hear it on that end, but the computer, the program, starts giving me a countdown on this end, and it's loud. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for satisfying Sharon, Lord, for bringing a wholeness and a healing, Lord, in her emotions, in her thoughts, Lord. And it also affects our body because our emotions affect our bodies. They affect the chemicals that are released. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for a new peace, a new understanding of things being put in order. I'm hearing the word order. Things being put in order. And in some of that, it's like prioritizing things. But in some other ways, it's like there are sometimes God just, he kind of puts things in order in our life. And it brings a peace. It brings a contentment. It brings that feeling of, I can take a deep breath, you know.
Right.
It relieves tension, you know, it relieves tension in things. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing new joys to Sharon. Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing things into alignment. I just see things, some things coming into alignment. I don't know what they are, but some things coming into alignment, some things coming into order. I guess a good way to put it is some things falling in place, because that's a little bit like I see it, is some things falling in place. Like a rest, that feeling of all is well, that everything is okay, you know.
Oh, God,
we feel like that our life is, our boat's being rocked, or we feel like the pieces of the puzzle are all scattered and this and that. And I just sense some things falling in place and it bringing a greater level of peace and joy and that well-being, a greater sense of well-being for you. Amen.
Good. Thank you. What is God supposed to do? I don't know. When I was young.
Okay, you sound a little muffled. Have you? You did
yeah.
A minute ago.
Can you hear me now?
There you go. Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
I couldn't really hear what you were saying because it was a little muffled.
I just said order is God's first rule, putting things in order. I pray that I do have a prayer request, Jeannie, and that the people that are hacking my phone and trying to disorder and destroy my life, that they be stopped, you know, that God doesn't allow it.
Yeah.
I've tried everything. I've done a lot of things.
Reporting if someone's trying to hack into your phone, reporting it even to the police or something like that. Because I'm sure that's illegal for somebody to hack into your phone.
It is because they've gotten into my bank account and everything else. So, and it's a constant. Like when I've been talking to you, it's like if there were someone on the other line, remember in the old phone at home, and they were pushing the dial buttons, that's what they're doing, like to interrupt this call. You know, I can hear them. You can't hear them, but I can hear them. And, a lot of times they'll try to disconnect me from, you know, like talking to the prayer line or something like that, you know. Mm-hmm.
Are you able to get a different phone or a different number or anything like that?
I've done it before, but I think before I do that expense, I'm going to do the legal route, you know, try to get something legally done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so people hacking into that kind of stuff is just totally against the law. You know, trying to hack into your account, trying to hack into your phone. I mean, that's illegal and certainly could be prosecuted.
Yes.
Absolutely,
right.
Father. We just ask for a hedge of protection around Sharon, Lord. Father, we ask you for answers. We ask you, Lord, for showing her the avenue to go, the direction to use, Lord, that will be effective. That will be effective. And Father, we just thank you for protecting her, Lord. Father, we know that you love her and that you're with her, and Lord, that she is covered. Lord, we just decree and plead the blood of Jesus over her life, over her phone, over her bank accounts, Lord. And Lord, we just ask for the wisdom of God in this, and Lord, we ask for the favor of God, Lord, with the authorities, that they would be able to capture these people, to stop these people, Lord, whatever is going on, Lord, in that situation, Lord, that Sharon be, Lord, that she be set free of this, that she be set free of this. So this harassment and certainly intrusion into her privacy would be stopped, Lord.
Yeah.
Lord, we just, and we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Jeannie. I really appreciate your prayers and your words.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. And yes, I absolutely would go to the police department or sheriff department or whoever. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, that's absolute criminal
right.
activity.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to hearing back from you, girl, knowing
all right,
what
honey.
Happened. That. Be praying for you.
Okay. All right. You too, Jeannie. God bless you.
God bless you too, hon. Okay. Got a few more minutes here. 251-342.
Hey, Jeannie.
How are you, Miss Latrice?
I'm good.
Sound like you're breaking up just a little bit on your connection there.
Okay,
let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Latrice. Father, I thank you. I heard the word under the gun. I don't know what that's about. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that Lord, that the enemy is under the gun. Lord, that he's the one under the gun. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that Latrice, Lord, is victorious, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Father, for going before her. Lord, for going before her in Lord, making crooked places straight. Lord, I thank you for going before her and preparing the way. Are you under a time constraint on anything going on?
School.
I'm sorry?
That's all I can think of now, school.
Just school. I mean, are you under a time constraint on having to get something completed or something finished or anything like that?
In school, papers
and
things.
Okay. Because I was trying to, and I mean, this is just me thinking, I was thinking under the gun, and I thought, oh, okay, that many times has to do with time limitations of like we're under the gun as far as time limitations in trying to meet deadlines and that sort of thing.
Right.
So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, Father, for unlocking the way, unlocking her future, Lord, for unlocking. It's like I see a door with a lock on it. Father, I thank you, Lord, for unlocking those things that has to do with Latrice moving forward, that has to do with her future, that has to do, Lord, with her advancement. Yeah, that's what feels right. Father, I thank you for unlocking every obstacle, every door, everything, Lord, that would try to hinder or hold back or to delay in any way her advancement, Father. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, that her victory is already assured, that she is called, Lord, that she has been called, Lord, that she has been sealed, she has been marked, Father, for you. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you have set her feet upon a path. Lord, that you have set a path before her. Lord, that is your destiny. That is your purpose. I just sense, Latrice, like the Lord has, he's got this path before you. And really, like the feeling in my heart is the feeling like nothing is going to stop it. That things have tried to delay. Things have tried to hinder. Things, there have been constraints, not restraints, but constraints, things. There have been at times difficulties along the way, which, I mean, we all have difficulties in our path, but it's just really just a feeling. And I see the path is like lit up. It's like the path is lit up, and I see the path going up, like elevating, God elevating you as you go. But it's really that feeling of your victory is assured. Your victory is sure that God has you in his hand. He has your purposes, that God's got great plans. He's got great purposes for you. There's great anointing on your life. There's things ahead of you. And that just, it's just that feeling of nothing is going to stop what God has for you. As you're pressing in, as you're moving forward, that there's the blessing of God. There are things that, that feeling, there are things that as of yet have not really even entered your mind that God has ahead for you. And I remember here a while back saying that you would look back and would be amazed at what God has done. I just sense great calling, great purpose, but I sense great joys ahead for you, that everything is not work. Everything is not burdensome. You know, sometimes those daily rigorous things, those daily things we go through can seem burdensome at times. But I sense that God has some great joys and wonderful things that are going to thrill your heart as you move forward in him. And God unlocking those things that have at times seemed locked or have seemed hard to open, maybe, you know. Sometimes a door can just seem a little stuck. It's not locked. It'll just be a little bit stuck, and you have to give it a hard pull. But things that have seemed like it took more effort than it should to move forward in it. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for blessing Latrice. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, for fulfilling the desires of her heart, Lord, and for fulfilling the desires of your heart in her life. Lord, that it's all good. That your plans for her are all good. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for going with her. Lord, that your favor is with her, Lord. I just see like the hand of God, like taking your hand. You know, God walking with you, God with you, God being your helping hand, him being, even the Lord saying that his arm is not too short to save. That in every way that he's with you, he's moving with you, he's going to elevate you and is elevating you. And it's just that feeling of that nothing's going to stop it, that nothing's going to stop what God has for you. So, Lord, I just thank you for the blessing of God on Latrice's life. And, Lord, I thank you for the favor of God on her life. And, God, I just thank you for revealing those joys that you have for her. Lord, that's gonna bring life to a new level. That's gonna bring living and enjoyment to a new level. Lord, I just prayed. I wish I could see more. Lord, I just praise you and I thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. I just thank you, Jenny.
You're welcome. Did you have anything in particular you were wanting prayer about,
Sweetie? I asked for prayer of healing for my daughter. She had a bad wreck, but any day above ground is a good day. And asked that I be positioned to be found by my mate.
To be found on what?
For my mate to find me.
Okay. Okay. It was a little muffled sounding. Yes, for your mate, absolutely. Father, I thank you, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for bringing healing. And it's your daughter or daughter-in-law?
It's daughter.
Daughter. Okay, Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing healing to her daughter. And, Lord, we thank you, Father, for sparing her life and keeping her, Lord. We thank you and thank you for that protection. But, Lord, we also ask for a complete restoration and healing in her life, Lord. But Father, we thank you for any fear that has tried to take hold, Lord, that no fear can take hold of her mind or her life in any way. Father, we thank you, Lord, for her realizing totally that you're with her and that you've covered her and kept her. But, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, now for bringing restoration from any damage done from that wreck, Lord, and for to come to her. And, Father, I agree with Latrice, Lord, in request, Lord, that you make the connection between her and her mate, her and the love of her life, Lord, that she and that special one that you have chosen for her and her for him, Lord, that they will find one another, Lord, that love will draw them together, Lord, that the love of God will literally attract them, Lord, draw them to the same place, draw them into that connection, God. Lord, I just thank you for it, and Lord, I look forward to hearing about it. Lord, you said that it's not good that we be alone. Lord, family has been in your heart from the very beginning, Lord, family. And when a husband and wife come together, they are family. The two of them are family. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing them together. Lord, for making the way, even if it seems there may be no way, Lord, that you have a way of connecting people. You have a way of connecting them. And some night when I have more time, I will tell you the story about me and my husband. Unfortunately, I'm out of time tonight. So,
all right.
Anyhow,
the blessings on you. Amen.
Amen. You have a good week, girl.
You too.
All right. Good night. I'm out of time tonight. God bless each and every one. And I just wish y'all a beautiful week. Amen.
Amen.